Next, the South Moravian town of Mikulov, located just on the Austrian border, was for many centuries the seat of the aristocratic family of the Dietrichsteins. After the Second World War, the Mikulov Chateau, together with the rest of the family property, was confiscated by the state. But ever since the fall of communism, Mercedes Dietrichstein, who was born in Mikulov and lives in Buenos Aires, has fought to get the family estates back. Last week, a court in nearby Břeclav, however, dismissed her claim. Earlier, I spoke to Mercedes Dietrichstein and asked her how she felt about the verdict.
Well, I think it's a first step. It doesn't mean it's forever. I hope we'll continue fighting for justice, and I think in some years perhaps we'll have better luck.
It seems that the court made a special case of the fact that your father, whose property was confiscated in 1946 on the basis of the so-called Beneš decrees, was a member of the German party, the Sudetendeutsche Partei. How do you want to go about this? Because this seems to be the core of the case.
I think it's a big confusion. I've never heard about that. It was also written in a different hand in a paper we saw, so we don't know yet if it's true or not. Probably not, because my father never was in any party of Sudeten, which is, I never heard of it, and I've heard it from many people, even from people who were ideologically in this kind of thing, and they knew he was never a member of anything helping the Sudetens, but I don't know. We'll see.
I understand you are going to appeal the verdict. Are you going to bring any new evidence?
We'll see. We will appeal, and we'll see what we can do.
Do you feel you've been given a fair trial in Břeclav?
Yes, I think we have been given a fair trial.
It seems that the whole issue comes down inevitably to the Beneš decrees. Do you think that this might perhaps prove too big an obstacle in your legal case?
The only thing I can answer is I think the Beneš decrees in the moment of 1946, it probably had a sense. Now I think it's very far away already. Times have changed everywhere in the world. So why can't we make peace with German speaking people and Czech people? We've all been together. I don't know. In any case, we were not Sudetens. We've been here since 400 years, and it is really my home there. So I hope with time the Beneš decrees will get lighter. In any case, I don't know. I don't think they'll ever go away, but perhaps they'll get lighter. And if you can prove that my father was never really a Nazi, then it could be very important. I don't know. We'll see.
Do you know how people in Mikulov feel about your claims?
I think they're divided. I think some people wouldn't mind at all, think we could really do something for the town, you know. As my family has always done, and the idea would be to do it. We do it in Argentina. Why should I do it there if I could do it here? And my mother put lots of money in Mikulov, you know. She sold a great part of her properties to put them into Mikulov. So it shows how much interested my family was always, and I would prefer to help here if I could. And we could bring many things. Our plan was always that. We'll see. And then there are probably people who wouldn't like it.
Many people might probably be wondering what would happen to the chateau in Mikulov in case, of course, you win the claim and the property is returned to you. Do you have any specific plans for that particular place?
I don't think anything would change very greatly. Probably we would like to live in some rooms there, but I mean, the museum would have to stay, and many things that are working perfectly well, why shouldn't it continue? I mean, nobody wants to disturb anybody, nobody wants to destroy anybody, nobody wants to take away things that people are dysfunctioning well. Well, just would like some justice, but not aggressively against anybody. That is absolutely not our plan.
I was talking there to Mercedes Dietrichstein.